Bathhouse Ballads, April the 29th, 2011. I don't mind fat people, I have a fat neighbour. I'm a fat arse, and not particularly ashamed of it, but then it's much easier being fat if you're male. This week, I've had a difficult time being large, as I've injured my knee, and with the snow and ice, have had to take taxis to work. I only work 3 or 4 minutes from where I live, but I've noticed a pattern with what is probably a case of tendonitis, in that if I rest it gets better, if I walk it aggravates it, and hence I'm trying to rest it as much as possible. The problem is compounded because constant hobbling has already put a strain on other muscles and joints, and they too have joined the rebellion. But the hard time I am currently suffering doesn't just concern the extra pressure that weight puts on the joints, but the extra pressure that you incur socially as a result of being fat. I haven't bothered to go to the hospital, as I immediately know their first response will be to tell me to lose weight. Frankly, an obvious response, but one that is usually made and which is both a euphemism for attributing you with the blame and also a means of gloating over your predicament because you've taken too much pleasure in food. I see much of the attack made on fat people, especially in Britain where the debate is front page news, as a form of schadenfreude and largely media induced. Even two pharmacists have very kindly told me I should eat less. Many people simply have no grasp of the problems involved in being overweight and are apt to make the most asinine comments. Fat people know they should lose weight, they know they should eat less, and they probably know more about healthy eating than many professionals, and probably more than you. It should be clear to any sensible person that the trends in weight gain witnessed in numerous countries with diverse cultures between them goes deeper than individual lack of willpower or not knowing that a stick of carrot is healthier than a pack of lard, and is rooted in an array of social factors. There is a concern with obesity in Korea, but fatness is still very much in its infancy. However, the number of fast food establishments grows and the number of convenience foods available in supermarkets rapidly expands. McDonald's plans to have 500 restaurants situated in Korea by 2015. Worse, they intend increasing the number of schools participating in their after-school program, which includes lessons on healthy eating. At this stage, I want to tear my hair out, because parents actually send their kids to these programs, schools and politicians actually help facilitate their dissemination, and teachers actually deliver their content. Any parent who allows a corporation like McDonald's to take a hand in the education of their kids needs arresting for child abuse and subsequently requires sterilization. As for the politicians, school management and teachers, shame on you. In Britain, parents who are overweight or have overweight kids are slammed and ridiculed by the media and a moronic public who fiddle with themselves over the successes of celebrities who have lost weight by undergoing expensive gastric surgery, but ignore how McDonald's and other companies such as BP, Sunny Delight, Flora, etc. get a foot in schools with after-school clubs, painting and story competitions, promotional goods or school equipment, etc., etc. Yes, it might be innocuous, but as innocuous as booking a paedophile for a kid's party. I know McDonald's encourage healthy eating, but that's the ploy to get kids in the restaurant. Have you ever taken a hungry kid in McDonald's and then satisfied them with a couple of slices of bagged apple? The apple gimmick works all round. It's the passport for McDonald's to get a foot in the door of schools. For parents, politicians, and those loco parentis, it absolves them of guilt and shame. And for kids, it's a ticket into a McDonald's store where they will quickly demand burgers, fries, and milkshakes, with the apple dipper bag either discarded on the tray with the wrappers or taken away as a snack. This week, my boss and a friend were excitedly talking about some shopping they had bought in Emart, which included a new range of microwave meals, such as bokkeumbap and black noodles. The line in microwavable fast food has been almost non-existent, and I was immediately reminded of supermarkets back in the UK, where a substantial portion of the store is devoted to gargantuan freezers, providing an enormous range of microwavable food. Unlike convenience stores in Korea, UK versions such as Tesco's One Stops provide a large range of unhealthy foods. Frozen burgers, burgers ready to microwave, frozen curries, rolls and sandwiches, various pies, pasties, pizzas, microwave French fries and sausage rolls. I haven't even mentioned the fast food available in cans. I can only snack in my local GS25. There are only ever one or two sandwiches, a few gimbaps, and the remainder mostly crisps and drinks, and you certainly couldn't furnish enough to make a meal. There are no mega pound bars of chocolate, and biscuits come in piddly little packets and or are individually wrapped, which sort of kills the fun. However, I could eat very unhealthily on a daily basis on the junk from my local Tesco's One Stop. In terms of supermarkets, the same differences exist except greatly magnified. In a Western supermarket, there are plenty of unhealthy options to lure me, and they are usually instant or at the very most require bunging in a pan or microwave. In Korea, there are plenty of goodies available, but you don't bother buying them as you have to make them, which even if you do is healthier because to produce the item requires physical activity. And in Korea, I don't even have a can opener. Living in Korea makes you more aware of the unhealthy nature of Western eating habits and trends, and it's these the debate concerning obesity in Britain generally overlook. There is a stupid assumption that the nature of how we shop, what is available, and the impact of advertising haven't changed in the last 100 years, and that all that has happened is that people, the weak-willed or working class, are eating too much and exercising less. I very much suspect that not only has the production and consumption of food radically changed, but what foods contain, what fillers and paddings now adulterate them, have greatly changed. I love chocolate, but rarely buy it in Korea, firstly because it is often that shite American-type Hershey's chocolate, which in comparison to Belgian or Swiss chocolate, is totally chocolateless and ersatz. And secondly, it looks like chocolate, smells like chocolate, but there's hardly any chocolate in it at all. And I know there are exceptions. Secondly, the bars are too small and thin. Crunchy, for example, is wafer thin. Other brands come in small packets or involve unwrapping each piece. In the UK, we now have bars of chocolate that are so big you could knock someone out with one, bludgeon them to death. And the little bars of chocolate I remember from my childhood, Mars Bar, Kit Kat, Twix, Marathon, etc., are now enormous bars that you eat single-handed. The accusations manufacturers were promoting obesity by producing such enormous bars has been rectified by dividing the bar into two segments, each the same size as the original single bar, and then wrapping it in one wrapper. Divided or not, it still amounts to twice the amount of chocolate. And burgers have increased in size. I remember when Whopper, or a Big Mac, were the ultimate burgers. The Big Mac was so big, it had to be sold in a box. Now it's in a wrapper, and though it still looks big, it's not the dead weight of a double quarter pounder, let alone a triple quarter pounder. A double quarter pounder is almost one third more calories than a Big Mac. I also remember when the Whopper, now known as the original Whopper, 710 calories, was the largest Burger King had to offer and was provided in a box with a fold down side so you could slide it into your mouth. The original Whopper, a massive burger in the 1980s, is now small compared to the almost 1,000 calorie laden double Whopper sandwich. If I was to be able to see the size of meals my family ate when I was a boy, I'd probably be shocked. I'm sure I eat as much meat in one UK meal now as my entire family ate in one meal when I was young. Of course, what one eats is an individual choice. But if I buy a bar of chocolate that has two segments, I find it hard not to eat them both. However, if there were only one segment in the packet, I'd have been content. If you put a pound of meat on my plate, I'm probably going to eat it, or at least I will eat more than I would have if you had only given me 4 ounces. I know it's my individual choice that makes me consume, but I don't need help to do so. I have eventually come to the conclusion that I am overweight largely because I've been a single person in a family-orientated consumer society. The package of biscuits for a family of four are the biscuits I buy for one, and it's the same with most food that is packaged. However, it's much easier food shopping for one in Korea, as biscuits, chocolates, and even tins of tuna are available in smaller portions. Ironically, with toilet paper, washing up liquid and washing powder, it's the opposite. Meanwhile, the enormous Snicker bars, containing two segments, have arrived on Korean shores, as has its cousin, the Snickers ice cream bar. So, when I ask my pharmacist for some painkillers for a sore knee, she very kindly tells me I should lose weight. She almost whispers it with an accompanying smile. I want to call her a fucking nosy bitch, but I like her, and her lack of tact is cultural. However, the audacity catches me unaware, and momentarily transfixed, I stare at her gormlessly. There is a sudden mellowing of my mental processes. Lose weight? Why hadn't I thought of that before? Such snippets of professional wisdom, the results of years of intense study, woke me to my senses. I never realised that people within normal weight parameters never suffered injured knees. Have you ever seen a skinny person limping, or a grey-haired skinny requiring a walking stick? No, knee problems only ever affect fatties, and clearly injuries such as athlete's knee and tennis elbow are sarcastic terms for anything but a sporty person's ailments.